The A.B. Sitter Series, Chapter 2, written by Alerted, narrated by Maggie's Cappies. Find more ABDL stories and audio on patreon.com/alerted. Buying your diapers at the store. Here we are, the diaper aisle, just the one we were looking for. I saw you glance at the incontinence product section, but these would be too big for you, I think. We should stick to the baby diapers. Wow, so many choices. What do you think we should get you? Do you have a preference? Goodnights? Underjams? Or pull-ups? I guess they're all pretty much the same, really. You can all pull them up by yourself like a big kid, and all of them are going to make sure you don't pee all over yourself during the month you'll spend with me as your babysitter. Did I mention toilets are only available once a day for you to go number two? That's only if you ask nicely, and I go in the restroom to pull your pants and trainers down for you. So now, tell me. Are those the ones you want, sweetheart? Don't be shy. Do I have to look for myself? All right, I want to see your diaper. Pull down the waistband of your shorts for me. See, it's not even the right ones. Your trainers have little flowers and hearts on them, not Tweety Bird silly pants. They must be those teenager bedwetting underwear over there. Now wait a minute, I never said I was finished. Pull your shorts back down. Come here, let me check those pull-ups. They seem rather bulky. Did you have an accident? Oh my god, look at those! You look so cute on a little potty with your pull-ups down to your knees. We're definitely taking those. They have those Disney princesses you love so much on them. Do you think 33 will be enough for the month? We'll take the goodnights too. Since you expect those pull-ups to leak a lot, you'll be grateful to wear something a little more mature for girls your age. You'll see. We'll have so much fun. You'll be my little sister. That does suit you. A little girl who can't quite make it to the potty yet, wearing pink princess's training pants just in case you wet yourself. It's for your own good, really. How embarrassing would it be for you to pee your pants every day of the month while I babysit you? You don't get it, do you? You won't be allowed to go to the potty, sweetie. You're going to need those girly diapers, and you'll come to me and my friends to ask us to change you, like the good little girl you are. You'll have to ask out loud to one of us, "I had an accident. Can you please change my pull-ups?" If you don't comply, we'll put you in a skirt and raise it in front of everyone so you can see if the little hearts disappeared on your diaper. Go on now, they're right in front of you. Pick it up and we can go to the register. Actually, pick up two of them. What are you waiting for? Are you ashamed because you saw your little friends over there? Yeah, I guess they're gonna figure out the pull-ups are for you. They were in your class back when you peed your pants, weren't they? Well, I don't have time to come back here again and get you some, so we're gonna have to walk in front of them holding your goodnights. We've been in the store for 20 minutes now and we have things to do, so you pick those diaper packs up now or I'll pull down your shorts when we walk past them so they know you're not only a bedwetter, but you also need pull-ups in the day like a little girl. Don't think I would do it? Watch me. Then we can go straight to the register and ask the cashier where the bathroom is so I can change you. I'll even let her see the pull-ups you're wearing now. Tell her it's time for you to put on your nighttime diapers before you leak all over the place. Yeah, that's what I thought. Keep looking at your feet. You're becoming shy all of a sudden, aren't you? What? Is it because you've actually had an accident in those pull-ups? I can't believe it. I was spot on, wasn't I? So maybe you do need a change. Well, I'll tell you what. I still have a pair of those pull-ups in my purse, so I'll give you a choice. You can either go to the cashier on your own with the pull-ups in your hand, tell her you've had an accident, and ask her for the bathroom. Or I go see the cashier myself and tell her I need to change you, and your little bum will be padded in those thick diapers for the rest of the day. So what are you gonna do?